end off of that, from that beginning of sorts, let's get a little bit into study time.
Okay.
As for the show. So, usually I do a little bit about personal stories of the week. I had a mishap last night, which you're also a part of,
yeah.
Which was...
Procrastination.
Procrastination. I had a English paper that was due today.
Today, right.
The first draft. And I had a really rough time last night because, especially having a really tight
Well, you have a
schedule.
Tough schedule.
Yeah.
You've been super busy lately, so it's hard to, like, make time, but...
A really tight schedule. And that made it really difficult for me, personally.
Right.
And you saw how it was for me coming in with my laptop.
Yeah.
Late at night. I started around 8 o'clock and...
You were working till like, 1 in the morning, basically.
Yeah, I kept procrastinating. I wasn't really...
Yeah. Talking and running around.
And the problem with that, like I've said in earlier weeks, is the fact that our generation's so caught up with social media on our
right.
cell phones and so caught up with television.
You can't just sit still and do one thing for an hour. You get distracted with your phone or the
yeah.
TV or something else.
I've definitely been bombarded by screens and other various things that just take away from what I'm trying to do.
Right.
And it makes it really hard to just get started.
But, I mean, you learned your lesson. So, for me, that just had to happen a few times. And then I'm like, okay, I'm never going to put things off till the last minute again. Because it was, like, the worst feeling in the world. So.
Yeah, but personally for myself, I already know not to do that. We all know not to do that.
Yeah, but now that you had experience with it, now you're going to be like, oh.
Yeah,
like,
but it's still hard for me just because my schedule is almost, it's not really planned. It was just the
right.
fact that it just kind of crept up on me. And... it just made it difficult. So a little bit more detail about that was pretty much me just working and trying to get this essay done on a topic that I wasn't even that
interested
in.
Yeah.
One, what I usually say about past week is making sure that you're interested in the topic that you're
right.
doing.
If you get to choose.
Yeah, and we got to choose a little bit, but it was only from essays that they had given us,
right,
which
so
frustrates me from
yeah.
professors personally because...
it's not something you're interested in.
Yeah.
It's just
now
pretty
that
dry reading.
Now that I'm at this older age of wanting to do what I want to do, you know,
mm-hmm.
and wanting to do things I'm interested in, especially pertaining to my career path, we're all looking for things that we're interested in.
Right.
So when I
you
get
do
stuck
something more
doing
that
robotic
right.
work, yeah, it's frustrating,
right.
personally.
No, I agree with that.
And I actually started writing the page, as you know.
Right.
I was doing Death of a Moth by Virginia Woolf.
Woolf, yeah. And then you ended up changing, didn't you?
Yeah, I changed to a different topic because always read the instructions because I went in and it was supposed to be factual, not interpretive. And I had picked one of the most interpretive pieces
right.
by Woolf. So I had gone in, I had written a page.
Right.
Almost another page. And then... basically deleted everything and
started over
with a
yeah.
whole new book that I hadn't even read.
And that could have been avoided if you had just read the directions.
Exactly. Everyone's got to read the directions. It was also a part of being rushed at the end there and kind of jumping into it.
Definitely, yeah.
And not getting time to see all the directions through. I just kind of jumped in and said, okay, I need to get going. It's 8 o'clock. I don't want to be up all night kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it just screwed me over.
Yeah.
I need to be more focused on getting all the directions. And that also pertains to your class, printing out the syllabus, getting all that done.
Right. Finding out when things are due ahead of time. So you know how to like plan out your time accordingly and not just figure it out at the last second.
At the time. Yeah.
Right.
You probably have experiences like that. I'll finish
oh,
my story
sure.
in a little
yeah.
bit, but I wanted you to share some of your experience as well with that.
Okay.
You have
any
stories of
oh,
you?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you're
sorry,
done. Okay.
Did I not make that clear? My bad.
In the beginning of the year, like before, like when we were first starting off here, I wasn't really like in senior year during high school. Like we didn't have very many projects and assignments. It was a very
yeah.
easy year.
It was more of worksheets and such.
Yeah, it was just super laid back and easy, so I wasn't really ready for like the fast pace, but now I'm like in the hang of it and I have it figured out. But that first week I would kind of put things off for a while. I just remember doing a chemistry lab like the night before and it was mm-hmm. just awful, like having to figure that
what
out.
What time did you start that? Were you starting it?
I was starting at like
past
7
dinner
p.m.
time
7
o'clock
p.m.
Or,
yeah
wow.
So it was, I mean, it wasn't anything crazy, but I was just like, okay, I need to get these like out of the way. So now when I do my lab, I do the pre-lab the day, like I do it almost a week before. We have lab next week, and I finished the pre-lab today just so I don't have to have it hanging over my head all week. I just like to get it out of the way so I know that I'm free and I can do what I want and just relax.
Yeah. I feel the same way. I didn't get as many learning experiences in high school. I really wasn't as into it. My grades increasingly got better throughout high school, starting pretty poorly in middle school. I had a rough time.
Mm-hmm.
But as it increased and as I got more experience and learned the system and how things work on how to get that A and more about having a relationship with a professor and doing what they want to do, I started to figure out that system. But now at college, it's a little different. It's a little more freelance, and at times I find myself wondering, okay, what do they want? But as I found myself...
Right, no, I definitely agree with that. In high school, it was a lot more straightforward, and now you have more freedom, and it's kind of, like, weird to figure out at first.
Yeah, well, it's good life skills.
Yeah.
But it's a curveball, because...
Definitely.
Now I'm doing interpretive pieces or factual pieces, like I said, from the instructions, and it's confusing for me, personally.
Right.
Trying to get all of this done, but I think... Even though it's hard, as I've always preached, doing the hard thing first and getting that done because it's going to help me
in the long run.
College
or,
career.
Yeah.
So thanks for sharing this story. I wanted to go back a little bit to mine from where we were at. So pretty much after starting this, I worked till a little before 1 a.m.
Right, yeah. Pretty late.
And there was spurts of focusness, which everyone has, where you just get in and you start typing and you feel it and it starts coming to you and then you lose it.
Right.
And you kept putting me back on track because I wanted to look at my phone or I wanted to talk to you or lay down, and I couldn't do that.
Right, you just have to stay focused and try to.
And if I didn't have you there,
nail it out.
If I didn't have you there, I have to have a stronger inner being that's telling me to do this because if you don't have someone there that's going to tell you to do it, it gets difficult on yourself.
Having someone like push you to not get distracted
and
or lose focus.
And what I want to talk about is that's what we're trying to get away from in college, I feel like, as adults. We're trying to get away from
having
a parent holding your hand
right.
or having someone to push you. No offense to you, I appreciate everything you did for me. But I'm just saying for a broader topic of just college students in general.
Right.
It's good to have that person there
as
a friend and as you being my girlfriend and someone who can push me, which is good.
Right.
But it's different than having a parent push you or a teacher push you.
Yeah, I agree.
So that was good, and after, what was it, 4 hours?
Four and a half hours
to get it done. I was able to get that essay done, almost about 4 pages of typing. I had to do a lot of research, a lot of changing of words, thesaurus, finding good words for
synonyms,
essays to make it interesting for my professor, Alan Cummings.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to get that in today. Another problem that I fell into, unfortunately, because I've been having a really unlucky couple of days, is that our printer broke. And this is actually a funny story. I don't know if you heard this yet.
No, I didn't hear this.
After I finished my essay, before we went to bed, middle of the night, and I'm already in a bad mood, I went to the printer to print it. I got the first 4 pages, or no, not the first 4, the first 3, but I need the 4th page.
Uh-huh.
And it ran out of paper.
Oh.
So I put in a new paper, and I've never seen this before. The printer sucked in the essay that I'd already typed back into the printer from the top. It didn't suck in a new paper and print out. It sucked in the already done paper into the abyss.
Who bought that printer?
Matt. He bought the printer.
Oh.
I'm talking to you, Matt. You bought a bad printer.
Good job, Matt.
Sucked it back in, jammed it, had to open it, pull it out, and then wouldn't print any of my stuff, but would print for Matt. I kid you not. This is how unlucky I've been. It was printing his papers. He would plug it in and print it, and then I would try to plug it in and print different papers, and it wouldn't work. I'm not joking. It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
So you ended up having to go to the library.
So I ended up having to go to the library and getting ripped off, like a lot of people have, having to print a bunch of papers there because it's frustrating, because the library is good if you only need to print a few papers, but when you're printing that essay, the amounts can really add up.
I mean, it's 4 pages.
I know, but that's a lot for me as a college student.
24 cents.
Okay, hold on. I have a story.
Okay.
The printer's there. I had a day where I was printing, and I had it sent to the wrong printer. I think everyone at Dominican's done this. I think it's IF1, which is upstairs. And I kept reprinting and swiping my card and printing out of the wrong printer.
You didn't see the sign right above the thing that said,
no,
if your things don't come
out. Because I'm a clueless person. I'm a clueless person. I kept printing it upstairs, and I ended up spending $18 on printer paper.
Good job.
$18 on printer paper. until I finally asked someone. So if you guys are having trouble, always make sure you ask somebody for help.
Or just read the note that's right above the printer.
Or, yeah, have good awareness, unlike me. So at this time, after talking about a little bit about studying, I wanted to give a live update of the election so far. So it's still very close. Trump is at 129 electoral votes, and Clinton is at 97. And in the states, Trump just recently won Alabama, Arkansas, and Colorado is really tight. I had actually predicted that Trump would win Colorado, and it's looking like that so far, but you never know. It can swing back and forth. You also have Florida that's barely edging for Trump by a percent, 48% to 49%. It's a difference of about 50,000 votes at this point. 50,000, that's how close it is. Georgia, Trump got the edge. They're saying that was going to be a little closer due to demographic paths.
Right.
I was just recently in Atlanta, Georgia, and it's nicknamed Black Hollywood. It's really had a lot of a demographic shift recently with African Americans moving down there with a lot of economic opportunity. So with the shift, African Americans vote Democrat overwhelmingly by the numbers.
Right.
So you have a large
shift in
Democratic votes. But still, it looks as if Trump is about to edge that state.
Oh, wow.
Illinois is going Clinton by 69% to 27%. That one's checked. That was one of the bigger states for Clinton to win. And the most recent one that she just won was Delaware by 54% to 42%.
Interesting.
So that's been a tight race. I know that everyone's interested in that. Everyone's watching, but if you have any friends out there who want to hear about the election, who are watching TV, tell them to tune into the show. We'll be giving you live updates. We'll be keeping it interesting here with DJ LV and myself, DJ KP. We're going to be taking our first break. We're going to come back. We're going to give you study tips, live updates, stress relievers, the usual stuff that we talk about during the week. I want you all to stay tuned. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. I'm going to play you a song now. This is DJ KP live on the mic, study time. Going up in flames, Charles Bradley, for tonight.
Going up in flames, and nobody wanna take the blame. Don't tell me how to live my life when you never felt the pain. Oh.
This is DJ KP back on the mic. You're listening to Study Time with my guest, DJ LV.
Hello.
She's been on the mic in the past. It's been an exciting night so far for the election. I gave you guys just a recent update. And before we get back on the election track, I want to talk a little bit more about studying and stress relievers for the week.
Okay.
So, if you're at Dominican University and you haven't been to the city of San Francisco yet, I would really suggest it.
Oh, for sure.
My friend just came down from UC Davis. Shout out to Wyatt. Took the bus from Davis to Berkeley, took the BART over into San Francisco, and met with some friends there, and me and Lily decided to go see him for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So, our usual plan to get into the city, which is anyone can follow this plan, it's really effective if you want something to just do for the weekend, get away from campus.
Take a break from studying or whatever.
If you're a freshman without a car and you want to do something fun with your friends, call an Uber, get the Uber app.
It's about $10 to get.
Yeah. Call the Uber app, call Lyft, whichever app you have, or even the bus you could take from here, the bus station at the Collins Center, to Santa Fe Transit Center. Into Larkspur Ferry Terminal.
Yeah.
So you take any of those modes of transportation, usually about $10. If it's the bus, it's
Uber.
About
bus
eight.
Bus is probably like 6 or 8.
Per person?
Yeah, 6 or 8.
So we would suggest the Uber personally. We've all done the math, and we found that Uber is actually more economical.
Yes.
You go to Larkspur Landing. Make sure you get the times for the boats on the weekends. I think the earliest boat is a
9:25, I think, yeah.
You can go down there, get your ticket, because for youth, 18 and younger, it's about $5.50, and you can get a one-way trip ticket to SF. It lands you right in the heart of downtown in Lily's favorite area, Union Square.
Not quite Union Square. It's about like a 10-minute walk.
It's just in that area. Is that along Market Street?
It's along Embarcadero.
So if you like to shop,
you can
just
go
like
shopping
Lily.
Union Square,
yeah.
Or you can go where it puts you off on Saturdays. There's like a farmer's market going on, and they have good like pastries and stuff, so check that out.
And the ferry ride itself is beautiful because you get to see the Richmond Bridge, the Oakland Bridge, and the Golden Gate Bridge.
And it's only like a 30-minute ride?
It's about 30 minutes, yeah.
It goes a lot faster than that, though, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, it feels very fast. It's a nice ride, and you get to see all the
Alcatraz, Golden Gate, all those just going across.
Mm-hmm. So once you arrive, you can check out the farmer's market like we did, and then you can catch the bus and see the kind of tourist destinations that there are. So you walk up Market Street a little bit, and you have a bus stop on the side.
Right.
And depending on what bus you want to take, I have these in memory. The first one I take, you can take the 31 up to the Richmond District if you want to go to Ocean Beach.
Okay.
Or you can do what we did and take the five. The bus route, and you can go to Alamo Park by the Painted Ladies buildings, which are also the same from Full House. Those are really interesting, and you can really appreciate the architecture of San Francisco.
Right, along that, in Alamo Square, there's a lot of really neat houses, Victorian style, that are just really interesting to look at, but yeah, it's just a fun little thing to do.
And very expensive.
Yeah, unfortunately.
So from there, you can take the 21, which is just a few blocks over at the bus stop. You can take that up to Ocean Beach, as we did.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, it was a nice warm day for Ocean Beach. Big waves, which are fun to watch. And if you're a dog lover.
There's some golden doodles and dogs down there.
German shepherds, all sorts of dogs that you can see. They're always walking around because people in SF love their dogs.
Right.
And then
it's right by Ocean Beach. It's actually right by part of Golden Gate Park.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to this wedding. There's like a wedding going on.
Yeah,
so
there's a wedding
that.
Under the big windmill.
There's like a big like Dutch windmill right there.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, someone was having a wedding there, so we just kind of sat and watched that.
Mm-hmm. And that's just the interesting things that are always going on in the city. So from there, we took a walk in Golden Gate Park,
just
which is one of my favorite areas of SF. Just having a nature oasis in the middle of a bustling city. And one note, though, is to be wary of the homeless camps in the brush.
Yeah, they'll sneak up on you.
Yeah, I was wandering off into the brush and fell into a camp. But from there, we were able to get another Uber, or you can take the bus. We went to the Mission District to a restaurant that I'd highly suggest. That's where we met my friend Wyatt. We took an Uber, a pool Uber, which I would not suggest.
Yeah, that was kind of awkward.
Because when you take a pool Uber, it makes several stops.
So like a trip that would take 10 minutes would take more like 20 minutes because of all the stops.
It should have been 15, but it took about 25 because we had to make two stops to pick up different people and put them on our route.
So, like, instead of taking the fastest route, you're taking the route that will get you to wherever they're going and so on.
Yeah. But eventually we did get there. There was a Black Lives Matter protest going on.
No, it was police brutality.
Police brutality?
Yeah.
Okay, my bad. Going on the street, which is interesting to see. I've never seen a protest like that.
Yeah, no, that was really something else.
And we arrived at the
Taqueria,
which is, yes, Taqueria. It's on 18th and Valencia. And that's where we met Wyatt. It's really good.
Good, and it's cheap, and it's fast.
Yeah,
so.
It is a cheap price. It's fast. The line wasn't too bad. You kind of are just shuffled through there.
Right.
And the chicken was top-notch, though.
Chicken was really
good,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, how much does the taco? About $2.50?
I think it was like $2.50, yeah.
And that's it.
And I got like a chicken quesadilla, and it was like $7.
Yeah, for you personally, you got the chicken quesadilla. I want to go get that again.
God, I'm really hungry now.
So if you guys love food, if that's your way to relieve stress from studying and college life, make sure you go out there.
Eat your way through San Francisco.
I believe it is world famous, too.
No, I think it is pretty... I mean, I don't know about world, but it definitely is well known.
Yeah, no, it's definitely one of the better Mexican restaurants in SF. How would you compare restaurants home compared to here? Per se, Casa Playa in Redondo Beach compared to Taqueria.
Ooh, that's difficult.
Which one was better? Which chicken quesadilla?
The chicken quesadillas are different. Like, the texture...
It is different.
It's different. And it's like they're both
NorCal
good in their
versus
own
SoCal
ways.
Mexican
it's just,
food.
It's just kind of like how, what you're feeling that day. Like some days I might be feeling Casa Playa back at home, and other days I might want the Taqueria in the Mission District. It just kind of depends on what kind of Mexican food mood I'm in.
Yeah, it just kind of contrasts NorCal versus Southern California Mexican food. And I feel like Northern California actually has more authentic Mexican food.
No,
I think
it's
more... has more of a flair to it.
Mm-hmm.
But
home LBJ.
Is not bad.
LBJ.
Yeah, but they're both really good. And the Taqueria here off of 4th, where my
they're
friend
really
Eric
too,
works,
yeah.
is very good too. So it's almost contradicting each other. They're both on equal terms, but they are
different. Yeah.
See, right now I'm trying to decide, would I rather have a Casa Playa soft taco, or would I rather have 18th and Valencia Taqueria taco?
Right.
And that's a really tough choice for me. I think it's interesting just having a new variety of food to choose from.
No, it is nice because back at home sometimes we'd get sick of the places or.
Oh,
wish
it's
there were
completely
more places.
New up here, which
yeah.
is very.
But now I
kind
of miss some of the places back at home. So.
Yeah, but you get to always go back, and it makes that more special. And then when you come back here, it'll even be more special. Once we get into SF more and get to see those restaurants. So from there, after we ate, we got to see Wyatt and. We got to use the best form of transportation, in my opinion.
The BART.
The BART station off of 16th Street. It works. It's the best form of transportation, but it does have its downsides. It has those few lines, blue, green, yellow,
red
and there
orange?
May be another one.
Maybe orange? Green? Did you say green?
Yeah, I said that. But those are the few lines that run through SF, connecting at the airport in South SF. And it runs up kind of through that section at an angle that goes through the Mission District back down Market Street and ends at Embarcadero before going across the bay. So it's really, really convenient if you need to get through those areas. So when we're at 16th Street, we had to get to Embarcadero to catch the ferry, which is conveniently right in front
of the
ferry building.
It was like a 5-minute, like...
It was the fastest, because we've been taking the bus every time we got there. Because,
right. And
like
the bus
I said,
makes all these stops.
Yeah,
so.
The bus works... But the unfortunate thing is, I wish the BART would go into those areas. For example,
yeah.
Sunset, Richmond District,
mm-hmm.
Pacific Heights, in those areas. But it just kind of cuts through downtown and connects the airport, which is convenient for a lot of people. I could see how it is difficult to make the tunnels, but it would help a lot.
Yeah, definitely.
And riding it was super easy. I thought it was going to get complicated, but you figured out the machine.
Right.
It has, for anyone who's going to buy a ticket for it, the set price
is
$20 for a ticket.
But you don't... I mean, unless you're going
to
be using
that.
It a lot.
Yeah.
You just subtract a dollar
You subtract
five
based
cents
off
or whatever.
Of the station
yeah,
prices.
Yeah, wherever you're going. So, like, we were going to Embarcadero, so that was $195. So we just had to keep subtracting, like, $19 just to get down to $195.
Yeah, just keep subtracting $1, 50 cents at a time, get it down. Do not buy. Don't just buy the ticket and swipe your credit card because you're going to get charged $20 to go a few blocks to Embarcadero,
like,
which should be
$1.
Something
to be like $2, yeah.
Exactly, and it's cheaper than the bus. I wanted to put that note in there too. Riding the BART in those same distance that would be the bus, the bus is $2.50. The BART is $1. What was it to get to 16th to Embarcadero?
$1.95.
So it's a super more convenient route that you can take.
Yeah, definitely.
For anyone who's
and
trying
faster.
To, yeah, for anyone who's trying to get back to the airport for family weekend, if you're going to Oakland Airport or SFO, take the BART. It's very convenient, and you can skip out on all that traffic. And it wasn't even that crowded.
No, it wasn't bad at all.
When we hit Embarcadero, I could see the crowds amassing from the working district to go across the bay.
Right.
So you could see that it could get crowded, but still, there's plenty of seats in there.
Yeah, no, there was no seating deficiency at all.
And my only drawback was that it was a little loud.
Yeah, I don't really remember loud. It being that loud when I used it previously, but I don't know. Yeah, it did sound really
but
loud.
But you can't beat how fast it goes. We were flying.
Yeah.
And we made two or three stops, and it felt like nothing.
Yeah,
it's really
seriously.
Quick. Doors open, people out, people in, go. That's it.
There's no messing around.
And people listening are probably very intrigued by our commentary on this, but you have to remember we're from Los Angeles. We've never used public transportation.
Yeah.
And a lot of people at the school come from places as far as Alaska or Minnesota where they've never used this kind of stuff.
Right.
And Arizona. Most states, unless you're from New York or other places known for good
big
transportations,
cities, yeah.
They don't know how to use this. So if anyone's listening and you needed that information, we hope you've used that to good use, and we hope that you get in the city and are able to travel.
Take a break from your studying and go to something fun and
yeah.
relaxing.
I feel bad for anyone who's kind of gets stuck on the campus at times, because even though there is clubs and things that are going on and good clubs, personal shout out to casual LARPing on Sundays. I like to do that and hit people with foam swords. It's a good stress reliever. So you have good clubs like that. I wanted to give a shout out to the badminton club. They're trying to get people out there to it's in the gym on Sundays. So get out there and play some badminton.
I think it's not going on anymore.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Well, never mind.
But it was. But I think it's
it
more
was.
Of a fall kind of thing, and now it's ending.
Okay. So if you get
need
bored
something
of,
else to
yeah,
do.
If you get bored of the yeah. clubs, or if you're not able, if that was one of the clubs that you wanted to do and you're not able to get out there, go out, adventure. The other place that I've been meaning to check out that I haven't been to since being a kid was Muir Woods.
Yeah, I've been wanting to go there too.
And we're definitely going to go to that. It's in around the Marin Headlands and the area out there, which is really nice, rolling hills. It's very green. It can get foggy. It's very
oh, nice.
Very cool.
Yeah, I've never been to Muir Woods, at least not that I know of.
Really? So you haven't seen
I've,
the Redwoods
yet? No, I've seen the Redwoods, but just in, like, more Northern California.
Yeah.
Not so, here.
It's awesome, and my memory fades on what it was like, but I'm really excited to get back there and see everything that it has to offer.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to go check that out soon.
Mm-hmm. So at this time, I wanted to give another live update on how the election is doing. And as of right now, Trump is edging Clinton 137 to 104. It's still really tight. And so far, the most... California, we get our results after 8 p.m. Pacific time. Stay tuned. Colorado, which I had said earlier, may be going to Trump, as I had thought, did edge out towards Clinton. Right now, it's 49% to 44%. But not all the votes are in. It's still really close. They have about 1 million votes in. It's split 522,000 to 582,000. Florida is still edging Trump just slightly, and that is a big state. If you have followed the elections in the past, whoever gets Florida or Ohio most of the time can win the election, because these are swing state battleground states. These are really important. And in the past, both candidates have campaigned a lot in these two states. And just an update, New Hampshire has actually just switched, as I've checked, from Trump to Clinton, 47% to 48%. It is a difference of 600 votes. The
wow.
smallest difference, 600 votes in the state of New Hampshire is all that's separating the two candidates.
Wow, that's crazy.
This is how close the election is so far.
Yeah, it's going to be a close election this year.
Texas has gone to Trump. people were debating if that was going to go his way. It's official. It has gone towards him. Ohio has actually edged out towards Trump. It was leaning a little bit towards Clinton in the beginning. New York has gone Clinton. That is Trump's home state. And Pennsylvania right now is edging Clinton as well. I'm going to keep you updated. Oh, and breaking.
Breaking news.
Yeah, breaking news. Michigan, which Trump was campaigning in, has actually started edging towards Trump. That is a big state. It's leaning towards him right now as opposed to Clinton. Both, no one would have predicted that this would have been a battleground state, but it is, and neither candidate had campaigned very much in the state. So I'll keep you all posted on that as we go through our show. It's a very exciting time.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a very exciting night for
definitely.
America and the world to watch and see what happens.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And on a, for my personal opinion, pretty much on what's going on, is I feel that everyone voting against Trump is voting for Clinton because they dislike Trump.
Yeah, no, I
don't
think
anyone really likes Clinton, because from the people that I've talked to from personal experience don't necessarily know what she's standing for or what she's doing, but they just hate Trump so much that they're going to vote for Clinton.
No, I definitely agree, and I see that as well. They're like, oh, I'm just going to vote for Hillary, because I just don't want Trump to win. Anyone's better than Trump, so I'll just vote for Hillary. It's not that they want her to win. They just don't want Trump, basically.
Yeah. It's been very interesting. And personally, I voted for Jill Stein because even though people say I'm throwing my vote away or that I'm not helping the system, I just don't want to be a part of either candidate that wins. And in the future, looking back on whatever happens tonight and the president that we are given by tomorrow, I just want to say that my vote was not a part of that.
I didn't vote, so I'm not part of it either.
You still have time.
I'm not registered.
You did not register?
No.
Why not?
I don't know how to.
Okay. If anyone's looking to register, you go on to the, I believe it's the CaliforniaRegistration.gov on the internet, or just look up registration. You put in your personal information, and it's too late now, but
yeah,
for the future.
Sorry.
If you want to get registered, you should do it.
Okay.
And make sure you get your address in for where you are currently. And from personal experience I had today, I was at the polling station and a fellow Dominican student came in and they hadn't updated their address from where they lived before they moved here. So they weren't able to vote in Marin County because their address was in Sacramento, I believe.
Did you get a sticker that said I voted?
I did. I put it on my forehead.
Can I have it?
Yeah, you can have it. I put it on my
Thanks.
Forehead and then transferred it to the back of my bike. So.
Oh, I'll let you keep it then.
Well, if you really need it, you can have it. If you want to. If you want to tell people that you voted, who would have you have voted for if you had registered?
Probably Jill Stein.
With the Green Party? Just
yeah.
Because? Do you feel the same way I do?
I mean, I'm just not strong towards any other candidate.
Yeah.
I'm not really a political person. Like, I don't really get politics.
Yeah. I'm not.
You have a good head on your shoulder, so I'm just going to go with what you said.
Thank you. So, at this time, it's currently 6:41 p.m. Probably going to be taking another break here, and then after that break we'll be getting into our closing segment of my final show 8 on radio.dominican.edu. It's been a good experience. I hope you've all enjoyed the shows from the past and the guests that I've brought on. And I'll give a little bit of more study tips after this break, a little bit more live updates on the election. Me and DJ LV will have some more good discussions, and we hope you all stay tuned to Study Time. This is DJ KP.
DJ LV.
Stay tuned.
We'll go down the liquor store and we'll go dancing through the door, 'cause you know every little bit hurts. That ex-girl of mine had me lovesick all the time. Oh, boys, she was a beauty in the day. And stolen from my arms by a man with vacant charm, and it didn't take him long to fly away. Two children at home, left to mind them on her own. Now she's downtown dancing on a pole. She said it's good to see you, hon, Oh, and didn't we have some fun back before we knew the ways of the world? So you got a $20 bill for me. I'm gonna make you the VIP. And for old time's sake, let's go make the earthquake, 'cause you know every little bit hurts. And I told him where I'd been. I said, man, there is a sadness wide and deep. He said, son, you best come in and repent for all your sins and the wicked company you keep. That strong drink will make you turn, and Babylon will burn, and Jezebel will tempt you from the truth. He said, leave it all behind. You gotta live for the next life. Big Daddy's got his eye on you. And I said, man, for what it's worth, I'll take my chances on this earth. That sounds more like a trapdoor than the word. And on my way to his gate, I dropped a nickel in his plate. I said, you know, every little bit hurts.
But a young man, I was wild and full of fire. A youth within my teens, but full of challenge and desire. I ran away from home and left my mother and my dad. I know it grieved them so to think their only boy was bad. I fell in with an outlaw.
This is DJ KP back on the mic live at 6:45 p.m. with DJ LV Salem.
Hello.
So far on the show, given a little bit of study tips, how to relieve stress going into the city of San Francisco, making sure you're using every form of transportation, whether it's the bus, Uber, ferry, and BART.
Just get the most out of your new... I mean, if this is a new area for you, just make sure you make the most out of it. And
make sure you're getting out away from the campus.
Right.
You do not want to get stuck on the campus and in your dorm room.
You don't want to be a dorm dweller.
A dorm dweller, exactly. That's a good term for people who just don't really leave their dorms at all. Make sure you're getting involved, too. If you don't have the money, per se, to get to San Francisco, just make sure you're getting involved in campus and make sure you're doing clubs.
Yeah, make sure you do something other than just, like, chill in your room. There's one kid I know named Sid, and it's just, he's a dorm dweller. So you want to make sure you get out and use the resources around you to make sure you really have a fun, memorable time in college.
Yeah. 4 years of your life, you got to make it fun and enjoyable for yourself.
Yeah, studying and academics is very important, but you also, you know, you want to have fun too.
Yes, and having fun and having enjoyable time, I have kind of a laissez-faire approach to that. I usually just let things take their course, but sometimes you need to get out and take action on your own to have fun.
Yeah, I agree.
Get involved. And from here, I want to talk about just a few more study tips.
Okay.
Make sure you're checking your grades, because our midterm grades came out.
Oh, yeah.
And from most of the people that I've talked to, no one knows that their grades are online.
They're either on Moodle under grades or on self-service under grades. Some teachers put them on self-service but not Moodle, and some teachers put them on Moodle but not self-service, so make sure you check both.
Yeah. In high school, I always had my grades readily there to make sure I was putting more effort into what I needed to work on, if you didn't already know, because it's hard to keep track on how you're doing. You may think you're doing worse than you are, or doing better than you are.
Right.
So if you're doing better than you are in a class, focus and study more on a different class. And just from personal stories of people that I've been talking to around campus, they didn't even know where to find their grades.
Yeah, no, a lot of people I talk to.
No one knows where to find their grades, and that's going to be terrible if they get their grade report at the end of the year and they thought they were doing good in the class and they weren't. Because those percents get really complicated if you're not checking your syllabus
and if the teacher made an error, you want to be able to catch that too before.
Yeah. If you're not checking the syllabus, you don't know the percents. You need to make sure what your homework's worth. You need to make sure what your midterm's worth. And that's all really hard to keep up with. It's easier just to have that grade there. And I've checked them, but when I go on, I look at it, it just gives me the letter grade, and I can't go into depth and see the levels of that grade and what made that grade. Do you know how to do that?
Is that when you're on self-service?
I believe so.
Yeah, because when I'm on self-service, it just says the letter grade, but then when I...
Is Moodle more in-depth?
Moodle, it says, is more in-depth, yeah.
Okay, so we would suggest Moodle for anyone.
But then some teachers only... Like, one of my teachers only puts them on self-service, not Moodle.
So you have to check both?
Yeah.
Okay. And I wanted to reiterate to athletes, study hall is difficult to go to. It's pretty loud in there. Not everyone's focused, and it gets difficult... So for me personally, and for anyone else who finds themselves struggling in that atmosphere, go talk to your coach, and you can set up ways to get study hours either through tutoring or through team set up study halls that can make it easier on yourself. I know the semester's almost over, but it's important if you're studying.
You still have finals.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's important to study for those finals still, and no one is going to study in that environment.
Right. You need a nice, quiet environment where you can really... put your head down and get to work and just focus on grades and knowing the material and just getting those
grades. I did get in trouble 1 week for not going, but I was actually in the library just downstairs, ironically, working on what I needed to work on. And that could be frustrating for me.
Right.
But I did reiterate to my coach, and we've set up a system where I'm able to text him, send him pictures of the work that I'm doing, that I'm in the library, or that I'm working with a tutor to make sure that I'm getting those hours into the system.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, the tutoring is really good. Really something you should take advantage of. That's an opportunity here at this small private school.
To take advantage of all the opportunities that come your way. That's what I've talked about in
shows
and all the things that come as benefits at being at Dominican University.
Definitely.
So at this time, I wanted to give my last presidential update. I'm excited to go after the show and watch a little bit of it for myself on MSNBC or CNN with the watch party that's going on in the Calarega Hall. Chili's Dining Hall. It's only going to be going for a little bit longer, about 10 more minutes. So if you guys are listening, try to get over there and participate in discussions with people and... make sure that you're...
There's free pizza and drinks.
Yeah, and drinks. And make sure that you're getting different perspectives from your classmates, because I know that we have a very divided student body on who everyone wants to be president, as along with the country, a very divided country on who
Definitely.
They want to be president.
You can tell just by how close the votes are in each state.
Mm-hmm. So at this time, Michigan is still edging towards Trump. Florida is still edging towards Trump. He's pretty much sealed the South. Pennsylvania's edging towards Clinton. Maine towards Clinton. New Hampshire, the only state in the New England area that is edging towards Trump just slightly. I'm going to bring up those stats for you in a little bit. He's currently edging by about 2,000 votes. So it's by a percent that he's edging in New Hampshire. It's questionable if that'll hold, but that is a tight state. As of now, Clinton is slightly edging in Colorado, New Mexico, and Minnesota. And North Carolina, one of the more important states, is being edged out by Trump. So my update for you. The current electoral points for each candidate is 104 to 137. Trump needs 133 more electoral votes to win. Clinton needs 166. Very tight
Very
race.
Close, yeah.
I hope you've all enjoyed that little segment on this historic night.
Yes.
And with that, I'm going to begin the closure of my final show. Doing the radio shows has been an interesting experience for me. It's really helped my speaking skills,
Definitely.
Personally.
just like watching you and listening to your radio shows, I can see like how much you've improved from like the first time to now.
Yeah.
You just seem a lot more confident and relaxed.
Personally, I would say the first show was really rough. It was an interesting experience for me being alone and not having guests. Having guests has helped me, so I appreciate all the guests who have come on. Anyone's listening, Brian, Matt, you guys have helped me out a lot.
Right.
And I hope to continue this in the future. And I wanted to just give a brief summary on the things that I've talked about in the past for anyone who, if this is your first time listening or if you've followed my shows before, to just make sure that the one thing that I've always said is doing the hard thing first.
Right.
Make sure you're focusing on your subject. For me, that's math.
For me, chemistry.
And currently I'm doing good in math.
Currently I'm doing good in chemistry.
By following those rules of just spending more time studying towards that. Make sure you don't procrastinate. Obviously, everyone says that, but we all do it. You have to mentally be there, and you need to be stronger, and you need to make sure that you're not procrastinating. Because, like I said at the beginning of the show, I had that personal story of being up till a little before one.
Mm-hmm.
And being a college student and not getting enough sleep is a difficult barrier that we have to overcome.
My advice for that is just try. What I do is I make a list, just like under notes on my phone, when everything's due and what it's due in order of most reason.
Making a chart.
Yeah.
That's another thing that I suggested.
Cross them off.
Just writing those down and allotting your time to what you need to do.
Right.
Having a calendar, having a timesheet.
And that way nothing sneaks up on you where you're not like, oh shoot, I forgot about that, because you have it right there with your phone, and your phone's honestly always on you.
We have no excuses nowadays having cell phones with us.
You can set reminders.
I think a lot of people just are scatterbrains, or they know what they need to do, but they don't want to do it because it does get difficult at times.
Right.
And for stress relievers, you can go back onto my shows and listen to each of those from previous weeks at radio.dominican.edu under student shows, DJKP. You can listen to the things that I've discussed with recent guests, whether it's going to Lake Tahoe, going to Haight-Ashbury, going to San Francisco, or what we've talked about recently, just getting to the Richmond District, Golden Gate Park. All of those are
Muir Woods, whatever your forte is, just make sure you make time to do that.
And we've hoped you've enjoyed the little hole-in-the-wall donut areas that we've talked about. And
tips on petting animals.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. The best one. The golden doodles. The
golden
best
doodles.
Dog to pet for relieving stress.
Cats.
Cats are very good to stress, too. It's been scientifically proven.
Scientifically proven that petting cats helps reduce stress.
Yes. That's Lily's tip for you all.
It's my number one tip.
I hope you've all enjoyed the music that I played in the past. When I first started the show, I enjoyed talking to you guys about the right songs to listen to, which makes it easier to study.
Mm.
And make sure that you're listening to, in my personal opinion, instrumental or classical
instrumental
music.
Yeah.
Which
no,
makes
scientific
it...
studies have proven that listening to instrumental music helps your brain like absorb knowledge.
Because you don't have distracting lyrics coming in or getting in the way of what you're doing.
Your thinking process.
Exactly. We talked a little bit about the weather. I want to throw one thing in because I'm a weather freak. I love the rain.
He's a weather freak.
It is currently getting a little hotter again, which really grinds my gears. But it's all right. I'm just going to have to
wait it out.
Yeah, tough it out. It's going to be tough studying, sweating. It's not too bad. It wasn't like how it was when I first started doing this.
No, it's not bad at all.
Early September was really rough.
That was hot, awful.
But luckily, we're kind of moving towards mid-November here. It's going to be cooling down, hopefully. Global warming has really messed up the cycle of things that are happening.
Yeah.
So, that was pretty much my closure for study time with DJ KP. I hope you've all enjoyed it. I hope you've all enjoyed the music that I played for you. I do hope that my show can continue in the future. And like always, stay tuned for DJ 1UP. He comes on at 7 p.m. Talks about video games. It's a really strong, fun show to talk about. DJ LV, anything to say?
Nope, just keep staying focused on the big picture, doing well in school and your future after college, and you'll be set.
Focusing on what you want to do in the future. Exactly. So, we've hoped you've all enjoyed this evening that you've spent with me and DJ LV.
Yes.
And if whether you're a first-time listener or you've listened to the past previous 8 shows. I hope you've enjoyed all of them and listening to my progression as a radio host throughout those shows.
Yes.
And with that, I will leave you all tonight. It's currently 6:58 p.m. election night in America. This has been Study Time with DJ KP at radio.dominican.edu, signing off.
I bid you farewell.